Okay. Good evening. Today is Thursday, February 12th, 2026. It's 6 p.m. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a budget workshop meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was published in the Hunter and Review, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action may be taken at this meeting. All right. Now, please ask everybody in the audience and the committee to stand for the flag salute and then a moment of silence for our first responders.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
Mr. Webb?
Here.
Just to ask anybody that has a mobile phone, please put it on mute.
Oh, good idea.
For purposes of the meeting.
I forgot to do it today.
I'm the worst offender of that, so I know it well. All right. I'd like to get a motion from the committee to open to public comment, limited to 4 minutes per speaker and limited to agenda items only. Can I get a motion to?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Seeing nobody asking, nobody's getting up. Okay. Can I get a motion to close public comment, please?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Okay, so new businesses, we're doing the preparation for the 2026 budget. Are we going to let our CFO drive?
I'm ready if you are.
We're ready, for you. And, okay. And thank you for all the really great work you've done on this.
Thank
this
you.
Is very clear, concise, and
yeah, I agree.
We got to where we need to be.
And yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Headed there. Might and need a little help, but we're headed there.
Yeah, we have another maybe.
From where we were to where we are today, we're in a better spot.
Yeah. And I just want to say I'm very proud of the team, the municipal team, and the committee for everybody took their pieces and got it
right.
together, and mm-hmm. everybody contributed. So, thank you everybody for doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we have had a lot of changes since the last time that we met. Carol and I met with the department heads from our two largest departments, and they were very gracious to make a lot of significant cuts, none that would affect services, but some that we can plan on in the future. But for now, they've made the cuts. It shouldn't be any surprise to anyone that when I came in last January, I was bound to make some mistakes. Putting together a municipal budget is a very complex flowing kind of process, and you really need to know what's going on in the town on a lot of different levels to put together a good municipal budget. So just getting here last January, I did not have that opportunity to learn all that much about the town before we started assembling the budget. So I did make some, I wouldn't call them significant, but I did make some mistakes last year in our budget. Compounding and making that a little bit harder is we didn't have any sub-accounts. So when we wanted to look at, say somebody wanted to know where does that money actually go, well, you'd have to look through a 500-page document to look through and see, because everything was mashed in together. Every single thing that Public Works spent was just in one account. So you had to look through literally a 78-page report to see, oh, I spent this for salt, or I spent this on, you know, water. So it was pretty difficult to put all that together. We did make a big change last year in adding subaccounts. Of course, that wasn't until the first quarter of the year was through. So looking at it this year, we had a pretty good idea of where we spent our money last year. But this year, we have a whole year that we'll have of subaccounts. So next year will be even better. It'll be a smoother, clearer process. That being said, one of the mistakes that I made last year was not understanding that our SRO is a regular police officer. So the SRO was budgeted in police salaries and wages and also outside the cap in SRO. totally my fault. That was great, great to find that this year because it saved us $150,000. It was also really good for last year to make that mistake because I underbudgeted in several departments, and then we had a big retro from a two-year contract that was settled, and it gave us the available funds to make all those payments and not have any over expenditures. So if any mistake was going to be made, I'm glad that it was that because it provided some funding. We ended our last budget meeting about $300,000 outside of the cap over the appropriations cap. We had no problem with the levy cap, just the appropriations cap. And we had, I think our budget gap was about $800,000. So in meeting with our chief of police and our superintendent for public works, we came up with a bunch of decreases, and Carolyn as well. Keep in mind that the budgets that Carolyn is working with are a lot smaller. So in administration, we saved $3,000. Doesn't sound like a lot, but for the size of that budget, it was a pretty significant give. In engineering, we did take $5,000 out of that. Our Board of Adjustments, we cut by $5,000, just in operating expenses, all of these are. And police, we took $234,000. $150,000 of that was the SRO, so that was the bulk of it. But we did find some money in operations that we could treat a little bit more efficiently, effectively. So we have $15,000 that came out in operations, $20,000 in overtime. We did have to add back in money for holiday pay because last year I didn't even budget for holiday pay. But this year in our subaccounts just for police, we'll have our regular wages, a subaccount for overtime, and a subaccount for holiday pay. So as we go through the year, we'll know exactly how much we're paying for each of those categories. So that did add $21,000, I think, back in. But we ended up with $234,000 coming out of that budget. For public works, we were able to take $125,000 out. $25,000 of that was in overtime. The stormwater infrastructure improvements, we were able to move to capital. They really are capital. We do have a grant for $50,000 as well that's still sitting on the books. So knowing that, we could budget a little less for that this year. We did have $40,000 in for tree work. We reduced that to $20,000, so we saved $20,000 on that. And I would suggest that maybe you start to look at an ordinance for trees in the right-of-way so that it's clear whose expense that should be to maintain those trees. And we did also take out $30,000 for drainage and basin repairs because of the work that's being done is like a whole reconstructure for it that qualifies as capital instead of an operating expense. So that moved outside the cap and a reduction as well. For buildings and grounds, we were able to reduce $10,000 in building maintenance, $5,000 in garbage, and $4,000 in cleaning products. In utilities, because the way we ended the year, now that everything is all closed out, we can see exactly what we spent. We reduced $15,000 electric, $3,000 in heating oil, and $5,000 each in internet and gas and diesel fuel. So altogether, that took $420,000 out of our budget, which is wonderful. We did add some things back in, though. We added that capital in that moved from inside the cap to outside the back cap for the stormwater. I added in Leo shared service for $76,000 because now I know how many there are and what their actual pay is. We have the actual contract, so that kind of firms that number up. Social Security, we were a little short on last year, so we added $10,000 in for that. For IT services, we found a service agreement that we hadn't budgeted for. We were able to find it because we had subaccounts and it stuck out, so we added $11,000 for that. And your CFO shared service went up $1,200, so I had forgotten to include the 2% increase.
Was the $11,000 on IT, was that for the body cams for the police, the money that we have to by the state mandate? That's a different one.
That's okay. In theirs. That's okay. In their funding.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. I also took, because we had a pretty decent year, we actually regenerated over $900,000 in fund balance, subject to auditor review. We used $650,000, I think it was. So we generated a significant amount of fund balance last year. We had a good operational year. So knowing that, I took another $100,000 from fund balance to use as a revenue, which would offset a tax increase. And just so that we'd have a base to start at, I added in a 3-cent tax increase. that adds in $278,000 to our budget. With that, I met again today with our chief of police, our public works superintendent, and our fire chief, and they've each made additional concessions so that 3 cents, we can be below that kind of easily right now. On capital, I had originally suggested a $200,000 decrease. We're now at $289,000. Our superintendent had said that he had some additional funding left for paving, so we could take another $25,000 out of paving. We could take a little additional money out of stormwater, knowing that we have that $50,000 grant there. Vehicles, we could take $50,000 out of. I think we had that already out. I think we increased the building improvements and the various public property. We had originally taken 10 out. We can take 15 out of both of those. Our police vehicles, we did a real quick study this afternoon on how many police vehicles. It's kind of bugging Jay. How many police vehicles do we really need? And the chief was very gracious to go over that.
I said go up and talk to Lorraine.
Yeah, he was wonderful. So I know exactly how many we need, and his movements for the two new vehicles that came on this year, and he doesn't need to buy one this year unless something cataclysmic happens. We also have $26,000 in reserve left over that is just sitting there we could always use to put towards another police vehicle. So originally I was going to take $30,000 out of the police vehicles so that we had $70,000 in there still, but now we're taking $50,000. So he's got $50,000 in there with the reserve, gives us enough for a whole nother police vehicle if it's needed. The fire truck we had in for $250,000, we are taking $50,000 out of that. And the reason for that is that we have a very cash-rich capital fund account. And because we have that, we can expend the cash and pay ourselves back kind of as we go. So for this fire truck, we had the goal to have that million or whatever it was raise a little bit each year, put that aside, and then we will never have to issue debt for it. We'll have the physical cash on hand. And what we can do is we can still raise that, but we're not under the gun to necessarily have all that funding in hand when the truck is delivered. We'll still have to make the payment, but because you've already authorized the debt, that appropriation is there. And we can use the physical cash that we have on hand, kind of borrowing from ourselves, and then we can take a couple of years afterwards to pay ourselves back. So we still have to pay it back. We'll still have to fully fund that purchase, but we don't have to have the physical cash on hand the day that the truck is delivered. So we can give ourselves a little grace, use another year or two to raise that so that it's not a hit in such a short time. So that's why I'm suggesting to take the $50,000 out of the money that we're associating for the fire truck. Another thing that I totally forgot was fire equipment. That was requested at $196,000, and I just never put it in the budget. So our superintendent today reminded me that it was $96,000, and then when our fire chief came in, he said, no, it's $196,000. So he has already been working with that vendor to not negotiate a better price, but to offset some of that cost. So he was kind of giving back $44,000 of that $196,000 price tag. So between the police department, public works, and the fire company, we have a reduction from the $1.4 million request down to reducing it by $289,000. So that still leaves us, you know, a decent amount to raise. That's still, I can't do that math in my head, but it's a decent amount of money. With those proposed cuts, we can also utilize money that we have in what's called our capital improvement fund. And that's like it's a special fund in our capital fund that when you, say, appropriate $100,000 for a project, if you only spend $78,000, you can take that extra $22,000 and cancel it back to your capital improvement fund. That money just sits there waiting to be reappropriated for something else when you need it. You can use it as the 5% down payment on a project, or you can use it to fully fund a project. So we have $747,000 in that account, and that's just sitting there waiting to be spent. So rather than increase taxes, we could take money from that to offset so that we don't have to raise as much this year. So I had suggested taking $125,000 from that fund, and that would leave us with a capital appropriation that we would need in this year's budget of $988,000. With that amount, $988,000 for capital instead of the $1.4 million, we have no budget gap. We're under cap, and our tax increase as this budget sits right now is 2.7 cents. Tom was not happy with that. Tom wants to be at 2 cents. So I told him he's crazy. No, I didn't. I said, if you would like to get to 2.5 cents, you have to cut $26,000. If you want to get to 2.4 cents, which is what our increase was last year, you would have to cut $36,000. If you want to get to 2 cents, I didn't do the math on that.
It's another dollar.
It's another penny.
Yeah, it's almost a penny.
93,000.
I mean, there is a path to do that. I mean, I'm not far-fetched.
Yes.
Or far crazy.
No, you're not crazy. 93,276.
93 was to get to 2 cents?
Yeah, to get to 2 cents.
About 93.
It's 73,000, almost 73,300 is what we would have to cut from the budget as it stands.
One of the things we talked about was the future of capital, and bringing us too far back might hinder us cutting capital extensively, may hinder us going forward with other projects that are on the books right now.
Right.
So maybe there's a happy medium we land at that might not be 2 cents. It might be somewhere just above, hovering above, or holding it flat like we did to last year's. So we're the same. Mm-hmm. I'm open for suggestions. It's just I'd like to see, get us further away from 3 cents, give us some relief, and keep in mind the future and the spending that we need. There's an ambulance on there. There's a sweeper. There's a few things that are, always constantly needed. And if we cut ourselves a little too short on capital this year, from my discussions with you, that it may end up actually hurting us and having to regain what we've lost. So I think on that point, I have to change and be a little more conservative on how much I want to cut. Unfortunately, that's the way I feel after my conversation. And I'm leaning towards holding it flat with last year's increase, if we could.
Which was 2.4?
Yeah.
Now,
if that's 36,000 we'd have to cut to get to 2.4.
If we were able to somehow get out of the state health benefits program, I don't know what the cutoff is as to when we would do that. Say, like, we found an alternative that works, mm-hmm. and we could get everybody into that, and it saves some money this year and next year and beyond. Is that something that would... What would we do if that happens?
That would depend on how you, if your labor contract stayed exactly the way they are right now, then that might not save us much money at all.
Okay.
Even if we could do that, if we didn't have that particular phrase that kind of holds our feet to the fire, if that were not included in the labor contract and we could extricate ourselves and find equal to or better insurance elsewhere, we should be marketable. Even though we're a small group, we have really good rating numbers.
Right.
If we can find another plan, then we could save money, and that would just be money we wouldn't have to spend out of this year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
If say we saved $100,000, that would be glorious. And what we could do at the end of the year is you could pass a resolution to cancel part of that money. You could cancel $100,000, and that would put it right back into fund balance so that we could utilize it the next year. If not, it would sit in that appropriation reserve for all of 2027 and then go back to fund balance for 2028. So it would just kind of sit in reserve for a year. But that definitely helps the budget moving forward.
Right. And then would have to be that when the contracts are up, that's when you would renegotiate the phrases
right.
out of there. And that would be like the end of 2027 for DPW and police now is what, 3 years?
3 years.
Three years from now.
From January.
Yeah, right. So eventually
Yep, that's definitely a long-term goal. If it doesn't work out for this year, then that's definitely something that's on the burner that we can definitely look into that. That is a way that we can save funding moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the what-ifs. If you get private insurance, you know, a HIF.
Right, right.
Are they going to start spiraling out of control? You just yeah. don't know. You can't plan on
yeah.
it.
It's the good thing about HIFs is that they can institute rules and regulations a lot faster than the state health plan can.
Okay.
So they could limit the exposure to certain medications that increase the cost now. They could make a lot of limitations that would save okay. premium costs.
So what do we need? Go ahead, Dave. So how does this look in the coming years? in terms of increases in taxes? Because everything is going to go up the next year.
Right.
It's not like we're coming in flat this year.
Right. And labor costs go up, I don't want to say exponentially, but
significantly.
This year, just for PBA, it was about $193,000, just for the officers, not including SROs, LEOs, all that stuff. That was $193,000.
So we're going to have more to make up in the coming years.
Yes,
than we have this year.
It's 2 cents just for that population
right.
for labor costs. And the concern that I have
it's not going
doing
away.
Long-term planning is that you can only cannibalize your budget so much before it hurts. So you can reduce capital, you can reduce operating expenses to accommodate for your rising labor costs, but you can only do that so far, and then you're impacting services, you're impacting the number of labor, the quantity that you have available. So, eventually we'll get to that point. We're cannibalizing now.
And what you're essentially saying is eventually we'll be out of control financially.
We'll be unsustainable.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I think that means that we have to make some cuts sooner rather than later.
Right.
One, to bring the tax base down now and hopefully in the coming years keep it down. Because otherwise, if we're at 2.5 cents this year and probably 3 or 3.5 cents next year, taxes are going to go up pretty substantially in this township.
Right.
And it's going to be very serious.
And bear in mind, we don't even have the school tax increase in there yet,
yeah,
or the county.
Exactly.
We have no control over that.
So I think we have to look seriously at some of our functions internally here. And that, to my mind, it includes the Board of Adjustment, remove the Board of Adjustment. I think I have already presented that at least 70% of the surrounding towns have no Board of Adjustment, just the Planning Board. So it's nothing unusual. The Planning Board hasn't had much to do this year, and neither has the Board of Adjustment. And meanwhile, we're paying for a secretary, and we're paying for an engineer and other people that I think are totally unnecessary. So that's one place to look. I think the second place to look is the library, everybody's favorite subject, and cutting that down in terms of the hours and the number of people. And a third place to look is to see if we can get shared services with DPW or outsource DPW, because those prices or those costs are going to escalate dramatically in the next couple of years just from a personnel perspective, payroll perspective. And doing that, I think we can easily come up with where the numbers that we are short this year, and maybe even put back the $50,000 for the truck, fire truck. I don't like taking out the $50,000 because, again, we're moving it into the future. It's going to be somebody else's problem. We may not even be on the on committee, but somebody's going to get stuck with figuring out where that money is going to come from that we pushed the can down the road. So it's not something that I like to do. I think we got to pay for stuff up front. You know, that's what a good household is. You don't keep borrowing money to pay for your stuff. You pay for it out of cash. If you don't have the cash, you don't buy it. So those are my suggestions. and I'm going to look into them.
Do you have a roundabout number what removing a Board of Adjustment would be?
It's in here. Let's take a look. Let's find it.
They're on page 7.
7?
Thank you.
Planning and Board of Adjustment are one right after another.
So the Board of Adjustment is that the...
29.6.
No, yeah. 29.6, 30,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's mostly related to the Planning Board Clerk, Board of Adjustment Secretary position.
No, is the Planning Board separately?
Well...
Yeah, it's up on top.
Because...
Yeah. Planning Board is 38,250.
Right.
And the Board of Adjustment is 29.6.
But a lot of it is the salaries for the one person that does the
It
two.
Is.
Yeah.
That's correct. Exactly. 13, yeah.
That's where all our, a lot of, the salaries is what's impacting us. Is
and legal is 10 grand. So.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I would say about that, too, is, you know, you have a situation where whether it's a planning board, like, you, they're both not busy right now. But when they come in, it's going to be a board that's going to hear them, no matter whether it's a Board of Adjustment item, and then the Planning Board people will step back.
Yeah.
So you're going to have the same cases, no matter if you have a combined board or not. And then, because you're not going to say, I'm going to have less cases.
Right.
But then you have to also look at the downsides, which I sent out that email, you know, if anybody looks at that same case, because you can't look at that in a vacuum of just costs. So, and then I know that... Like some people, well, we'd have to deal with that salary issue, because if the workload doesn't decrease for the person that's doing both, whether it's one board or two boards, there's going to, you know, that's something to think about.
Nevertheless, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Tom.
I think it certainly would be a savings, but I kind of tend to agree where Bev's going with that there might be some override with the salary there that would be a little bit more at the planning board, but it would substantially save the cost on the board of adjustment side of things. But you could realize that some of the salary and wage would be added, in my opinion, to planning board. So there would be some increase towards planning for the actual person, but not the whole, because it may be more work that she's doing because it's two boards right now that she's working, but only has one municipal land use board. But they're handling both,
right,
you know, zoning and planning, and she was separated at that time handling them. So I think that there would be some kind of uptick in the salary. It would have to be researched out, but I think there's truly a savings. I'm not arguing with you on that there would be a savings, but I don't know if we could say it'd be $30,000.
Right.
Maybe it's $20,000. But
I'll
at this point, exactly. At this point, we need to start thinking about where we can, because that's one of the questions that was asked of us structurally. How do we solve the appropriation problem? And that's what Abe's lending himself to here. And that's one of the things focused on, is whether it's a municipal land use board or it's two boards, and what the saving is. And when you look around the surrounding neighborhoods, pretty much there's a single board.
Yes.
Most towns.